Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here. I'm glad he's back. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. He's a professor of entrepreneurship and has been doing this now at a number of different institutions of higher education. And works with companies just like yours and mine to help them put their best foot forward as well. And he's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very, very much.
Remind us where you're teaching these days.
Oh, I'm teaching up at a small college up in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And then I also...
What's the name of that college?
It's Daniel Webster College.
Daniel Webster. There you go.
Yes. All right. Yeah, it's a nice... it's a small college right here in New Hampshire. And we have a lot of great students here. And in next summer, I'll be teaching at Boston University.
All right.
And I've taught there part-time and full-time for the last 20 years. Yeah,
you've been there a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. So one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is the idea of dealing with change, executing change, managing change, leading change. And this is a topic that we've talked about quite a bit over the years as we've done our show over the last 15 years. Change is important. And one of the things that we've learned is that you do have to get comfortable with change. You do have to be able to manage change. You do have to be able to accept change. But somebody has to lead change. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, because change is inevitable, and some people really like change. They like doing things that are different and new and exciting just because they can. They're the exception.
That's about one-third of the population.
Yeah, I would say that.
The research I've seen shows that 66% of all of us resist change.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, out of that third, you've got some who are, you know, they're willing to do it, and you've got some who want to change just, you know, maybe even too much. But the two-thirds, they just don't like it, and because they get into their routine, and they're comfortable with that, and that's perfectly understandable.
Right, absolutely, yep.
But if you know a change is necessary, there are two ways to do it. One way is what we call implosion, in which you say everything you knew before you don't know anymore. It's like if somebody is afraid of flying, you know, what you would do is you would go in, you'd strap them into an airplane, and they would, you know, take the airplane off, and, you know, two things could happen. They could either say, well, this is kind of boring, and everything's fine, and I get all the statistics, or they could have a heart attack and die because they're so anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same sort of thing is that, you know, you can do that if it's absolutely necessary, do implosion, because you don't have time to do anything else. If you're struggling, or you really need to implement this, or there's been a law change or something,
well, let me give an example. It's December 2008, January 2009.
Okay, all of a sudden, everything we knew about the economy is different.
And we don't know what's coming up, and
right.
And so we literally, many people, especially big companies, but little ones too, made changes that maybe even were too drastic, but they didn't know, they were afraid not to do that.
Right.
That would be an example of when it might be justified.
It would be, or if the company, if you just lost one of your biggest customers, or one of your biggest customers went out of business, then all of a sudden you've got to completely change everything you're doing to stay in business. Now, the other way is called systematic desensitization, which is kind of a big word, but what it means is doing things slowly over time.
Right.
So, for instance, people are afraid of flying. What do? They go to the airport. That's all they do is go to the airport. And then they'll go to the gate. Then they'll sit on a plane. And then they'll tax the out but not go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so then what they'll do is then they'll take a short little flight. But what they're doing is they're exposing themselves to the thing that they're worried about slowly. Mm. And because of that, it is a nice incremental change that their body can handle, that their brain can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a great way to do change if you have the time. Because obviously, mm-hmm. you know, that's going to take maybe 3 or 4 months
also,
if you've got that.
Also, one of the advantages of that is something that's really good, a good management practice, and that is failing early and often.
Yeah.
By doing this, you're by taking the little bitty steps. If you find out that you made a mistake, you find out quickly, and the mistake doesn't cost too much.
Exactly. So there's lots of benefits to this, and except for it takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, and see this, the reason why this is good for small businesses is because every small business, Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
We're all
undercapitalized. And that means that we can't risk a lot of capital. If we take risks, we got to, with our precious capital, we got to make sure that it's tiny bites. And so I think this kind of approach to change is usually a smart approach for small businesses. Even though it might not help you grow fast, it might help you grow successfully and survive.
It can, because let's say that you have 3 employees. Well, yeah. If we go with our metric that 2/3 of them are not going to like change, no matter what idea you have, a majority of your company is going to be resistant mm-hmm. just because it's different.
Right.
And you want them to be on board with it. And now, the other thing I've noticed is that some people, once companies do changes a lot, they get comfortable with it because that becomes part of the routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so scary to them.
Well, see, this is what companies really need to be doing right now all the time anyway, isn't it? I mean, don't we need to? I mean, here we are in the second decade of the 21st century. Isn't being innovative and having to make adjustments almost every day? Isn't that the corner of the realm these days, as opposed to when you and I were coming up, you know, years ago?
It is, but the problem is human nature hasn't changed.
Right.
And human nature is I don't want to do anything differently.
I don't like this.
And there are some people, no matter what you suggest, they're going to give you 10 reasons why
right.
it's a really bad idea.
Right. Folks, I, Tom and I actually remember when you'd make a change, you'd install it on January 1st, and you'd practice that change for a year, and you wouldn't change it at all. You wouldn't touch it. You just do it. And then the next January, you change it again one time and keep working. Those were those days. That's not the way things are these days. Tom Anastasi is our guest. He and I will be right back. His book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.